Johnson coming on?
Yes.
Hello?
Thank you, Mr. Rockefeller. One moment.
Mr. President Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, this is David Rockefeller.
Glad
sorry to bother you down there, but I just wanted to report to you that we had our first meeting of your commission for White House Fellows yesterday, and I think it went extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just tell you a couple of things that we did and make sure that they were in keeping with your ideas on the subject. We decided that we'd like to get more applicants recommended by top university presidents and people of that sort. We've got some very good names, but we think we'd like to be sure that we have the very best people available.
Excellent.
So we're planning to write to quite a number more people of that sort.
Good.
And furthermore, this would mean, however, postponing the closing date to the 15th of January rather than the 15th of December. Does it disturb you to see that?
No, I don't think so. I would be inclined to follow your suggestions, and I think that the purpose of the extension would justify it. I'll talk to Dr. Goldman, who's been very interested in this.
He was there with us and was very helpful indeed.
I would think then that I'd be inclined to just follow your judgment on it, because I think that you were very good to assume this responsibility, and I think you'll be proud of what flows from it.
Well, we're about the whole group was there was. We thought that it might be useful to issue a release telling some of the new developments that we brought up yesterday. And another thing would mean that we perhaps have it for 1 month, 1 year, rather than 15 months, because we thought that quite a lot of people would be operating more on an annual basis and might be hard for them to get away, and then we'd start the program the 1st of September instead of the 1st of June,
right,
which would give us a better chance to do the screening.
Good, that's
and
good.
We have a release with John Oakes of the New York Times prepared, and we were going to, if, with your approval, give it to Mr. Malcolm Kilder of your staff.
You just go ahead and do it, because I know what you're going to do. You're closer to it, and when I ask you to take it and you so graciously accept it, I have complete, absolute confidence that you're going to handle it right, and you just tell Kilduff what you think ought to be done, and he'll do it, and I think that anything that you can do to get better people and to get the university presidents to extend their areas, pick more of them and submit more of them to you, it sounds good to me.
Well, that's wonderful. I'll call him then right away and get that off.
Fine. We're meeting with your president of Mexico tomorrow.
I'm so disappointed that I can't be there, sir. I'm leaving in half an hour for Puerto Rico, where we're giving a large reception for the new head of our branches there, and it's something that's been set up so long, I just feel like it's...
Well, I'll give him your regards. We're greatly interested in the work you've done in this hemisphere,
well,
and I'll be talking to you further, and I'm very encouraged.
Warm regards. I had the pleasure of meeting him a year ago there, and I liked him very much.
I'm very encouraged at the increase in the capital investment last year in the hemisphere, and I sure do want to pursue that and do everything we can.
I quite agree, and our business group, incidentally, is continuing to work very well, and of course Tom Mann is just great, I think.
Well, I'm here with Abe Porteous now. You know, he lives Puerto Rico about the time, and the new governor down there is a very special friend of his, and I'll tell him you're going to Puerto Rico.
I'm going to be seeing him later today.
That's...
So give him my best.
Sure will, and thank
you
for calling.
Thanks very much, Mr. President. Good.